The next case, I'll read the caption, and I believe we're going to bring someone in by telephone on this case.
Yes, Mr. Examiner. My name is Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 400, Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm appearing in case 8152 on behalf of Kodak Oil. I believe it was yesterday or Monday, I received a telephone call from Mr. Rod Guile. He is a mineral owner in and under the section that we're proposing to have created as a 640-acre spacing unit and drilling unit. He had noticed in my application that I was indicating that I was going to be calling witnesses by telephonic means. I explained to him that that was my request, but I was going to have a live witness, and he asked if he could participate by phone. I told him that Jolette had no objection to that, but I would have to check with you if that's something that you're willing to grant. He indicates that he has no objection, he just wanted to listen to the hearing. And if there is no objection, I'll give him a call and then give him a telephone number for him to call in.
Okay, I will grant that request, but under our rules, since he did not notify us 3 days in advance, anything that he might say will not be part of the record in the case or considered as part of the decision. Let me read the caption for case 8152, and then we can go ahead and let you call Mr. Guile. Case 8152 is on a motion of the Commission to consider the application of Gillette Oil USA LLC in order to create and establish a 640-acre spacing and or drilling unit comprised of all of Section 17, Township 161 North, Range 95 West, Sadler Field, Divide County, North Dakota, authorizing the drilling of a horizontal well not less than 660 feet from the spacing and or drilling unit boundary as an exception to any previous spacing orders and the provisions of Section 4302.03.18 of the North Dakota Administrative Code, and for other and further relief as the Commission deems appropriate. Do you need a minute to call Mr. Guile?
Yes, could you give me the telephone number that he used to call me on? Is it 3?
Go ahead, Lawrence. Okay. You can proceed. You have one witness. Should I swear him in at this time?
Yes, that'd be great.
Will you raise your right hand? You promise to tell the truth in this matter?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Examiner. Roger, would you state your name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Roger Borchert, B-O-R-C-H-E-R-T.
And Roger, by whom are you employed and in what capacity?
I'm a consulting geologist with the firm of Harris, Brown & Clemmer in Bismarck.
And in this particular matter, case 8152, you've been retained by Gillette Oil USA LLC, is that correct?
Yes.
And Roger, have you testified before the Commission on previous occasions?
Yes.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
And in preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant matters concerning the request for Gillette Oil?
Yes.
And have you prepared or have prepared under your control and supervision exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Satisfied yourself as to the accuracy of those exhibits?
Yes.
We'd offer the further testimony of this witness to that matter.
Motion denied.
Roger, you have actually distributed a packet of exhibits to the commission staff. What I'd like you to do is now turn to that packet of exhibits. And let's start with Exhibit 1. Please identify Exhibit 1 and then briefly discuss what's contained upon it.
Exhibit 1 is a location map showing the location of Sadler Field relative to the rest of North Dakota. Sadler Field is located in eastern Divide County, west of the Nesson-Anik Line, and just north of Dolphin Field, which is primarily a Dawson Bay producing field. Sadler-Madison Pool was discovered in 1985 with the drilling of the Hauer 4120 well located in the northeast-northeast at 20-16195. Four additional wells were drilled in the field in sections 4, 5, and 16 in 16195. These were completed in the Madison in the time frame from 95 to 97. They were originally Bakken wells that have been recompleted in the Madison. To date, the field has produced about 257,000 barrels of oil, 206,000 MCF of gas, and about 1.7 million barrels of water. In 2002, which is the last full year for complete field production data, the field produced 10,900 barrels of oil, 113,400 barrels of water, and 7,150 MCF of gas. Virtually all of the Madison wells in the field would qualify as strippers.
All right, let's go to Exhibit 2. Why don't you tell us what that exhibit is and the importance of it to this hearing?
Exhibit 2 is a detailed map of the Sadler Field area. This map shows all the producing wells, dry holes, plugged producers, and abandoned locations. Sadler Field is several miles northwest of Stoneview Field, located on the Nesson-Anik Line and straight north of Dolphin Field.
All right, and And let's then go to Exhibit 3, Roger. Can you tell me what Exhibit 3 is?
Exhibit 3 is a land plat of Section 17 of 16195. There are essentially three separate tracts in the section. Tract 1, the northwest quarter of 17, is entirely fee ownership with 10 separate owners. Tract 1 is in the northwest. Tract 2 is in the northeast quarter of 17 is a fee tract with 6 separate owners. And Tract 3, consisting of the south half of 17, is a fee tract with 2 separate owners. Gillette Oil USA LLC holds 100% of the leasehold interest in Section 17.
And all owners of interest in and under Section 17 were given notice of Gillette's request in this matter, is that correct?
Yes.
And to your knowledge, is there any objection from any of the mineral owners with respect to Gillette's request?
No.
And to briefly summarize, the request is to create a 640-acre spacing unit for those formations that are currently spaced, is that correct?
Yes.
And allow the drilling of a horizontal well, is that correct?
Yes.
With 660-foot setbacks?
Yes.
And with respect to unspaced zones, what Gillette is requesting is the creation of a 640-acre drilling unit with 660 setbacks, is that correct?
Yes.
And that'll give Gillette all the flexibility it feels it desires to drill a horizontal well in Section 17, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, Roger, let's go on to Exhibit 4 and tell us what that exhibit is.
Exhibit 4 is a structure map of 9 sections surrounding and including Section 17 of 16195. The map is contoured on the top of the Mission Canyon formation, rival Nesson interval. Contour interval is 20 foot. The map shows a gentle, low-relief, north-south trending anticlinal feature. The north-south trend parallels the major structural feature of the Williston Basin, which is the nesting anticline located several miles east of Sadler Field. All subsidiary structures on the west side of the Nesson Anticline parallel the main Nesson Anticline structural crest. And this is more pronounced south of Sadler Field than in where the Nesson Anticline itself is more pronounced.
And you've done this, this structure map, you said, is on the top of the Mission Canyon.
Yes.
Right? And even though Gillette has requested spacing for the other zones that are spaced and drilling units for the other unspaced zones, the Mission Canyon or the Madison is the primary target, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's go on to the next exhibit then, Roger, get a little bit more specific on what this target is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just in addition, on this map, there are two Madison producers that are shown on the map. The Camp Davis 16-1, located in Section 16, produced 1,800 barrels of Madison oil in 2002. The wells produced less than 20,000 total barrels of Madison oil. The Hauer 4120, located in the northeast at 20, has produced about 110,000 barrels of oil from Madison. And this well was the first Madison well in Sadler Field and was still producing in early 2003. That Hauer 4120 has produced approximately 42% of the total Madison oil that's been produced from Sadler Field. Now, exhibit number 5 is a portion of the Southland Royalties Hauer 117 well drilled in 1981. This well is located in the southeast of 17, 16195, and will be the control well for this project if the commission approves the application. The top of the Mission Canyon is marked, and all the drill stem tests that were run on this in the Madison portion of this well are also marked. DST in the upper Radcliffe shows that the well probably could have made a marginal to poor well in the Radcliffe, but it was the decision of Southland Royalties not to attempt a completion. The target zone for Gillette Oil is what they call the R3 interval, and this is marked on the log. This zone appears to be the most pronounced and widespread and consistent porosity interval in the immediate area. The porosity zones above and below the R3 tend to either pinch out or degrade over distance. The R3 has approximately 20% porosity with oil saturations of around 60%. And that seems to be fairly consistent through the area. So the R3 in the Hauer 117, the OW is very similar to the OW in the Camp Davis State and Frederickson. So they're fairly confident that the oil saturation is relatively consistent, at least through Section 17.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit 6, Roger.
Exhibit 6 is a volumetric analysis of Section 17. Assuming porosities of 20%, 40% SW, 15% recovery factor, and a formation volume factor of 1.39 and a net contributing pay of 8 feet, this section should have about 3.4 million barrels of original oil in place. A well drilled in this section, if it in fact recovers 15% of the entire oil in place, would cover about 514,000 barrels of oil.
When you said a well, you're talking about a horizontal well. As proposed by Joette.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to the next exhibit, Roger, which is Exhibit 7A.
Exhibit 7A is a decline curve of the Sadler-Madison pool. The pool itself has an established decline rate of about 35%, and currently is producing at or below 1,000 barrels of oil per month.
Okay,
7B? 7B is the decline curve of the Hauer 4120, which is the best Madison well in the pool and also the closest well to the proposed surface location for the proposed horizontal well. This well has a decline rate of 10% and was producing less than 300 barrels a month in early 2003. The well itself has produced about 42% of the total Madison oil that's been produced in Sadler Field.
All right, let's go to Exhibit 8.
Exhibit 8 is an economic run for a horizontal well drilled in Section 17. The horizontal well should cost about $1.35 million to drill and complete, about $4,000 a month to operate. If the price of oil averages $22 per barrel, gas averages $1 per MCF over the life of the well could be anticipated to return about a 5.8-to-1 return on the initial investment, making this an economic project worth pursuing.
Okay, Exhibit 9.
Exhibit 9 is an economic run for a vertical well drilled in Section 17. A vertical well drilled and completed to 7,600 feet would cost about $900,000. If you assume the same parameters as the horizontal well so far as operating cost, product values, and assume the well will produce as much oil as the Hauer 4120, this project would return about 1.46 to 1 return on the initial investment. To recover the same amount of oil as the horizontal well is expected to produce would require the total drilling investment of about $3.6 million and an operating investment of about $1.87 million compared to the drilling investment of the horizontal well of $1.35 million and an operating investment of $470,000 for the horizontal well. If, however, the vertical well drilled in Section 17 produces much oil as the average a per well production from Sadler Field, which is approximately 52,000 barrels of oil, the vertical well would generate only 0.61 to 1 return on investment, losing approximately $600,000 over the life of the project, which would be clearly uneconomic.
So the only way these reserves are going to be developed is if the application is granted and Joette is launched for the horizontal well, is that correct?
Yes.
In your opinion, Roger, can the horizontal drilling technique be successfully utilized in this area?
Yes.
And if it is successfully utilized, in your opinion, will it increase the ultimate recovery of the pool?
Yes.
And in that respect, will it prevent waste?
Yes.
Protect relative rights?
Yes.
And prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
Roger, do you have any kind of understanding on when Joette would like to move forward with this project? Have they settled surface damages?
The surface damages have been settled. Joette has made arrangements to obtain a drilling rig, and if the application is approved, Joette is prepared to begin site preparation, and they would like to move a rig on and begin drilling about mid-month.
That's all the questions I have for Mr. Borchert. Joette would offer Exhibits 1 through 9 at this point in time. We also mentioned to the examiner that this case, 7152, is a matter that the Industrial Commission authorized the director of the Oil and Gas Division to sign an order on an expedited matter. Given the fact that we're ready to move in and do the site preparation and we have a rig waiting to move in mid-month, we hope the director would have an opportunity to do this at an early date.
Okay. I think you offered the exhibits.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Exhibits are received. Any questions from staff?
Roger?
Yes.
On Exhibit 4, your 9-section structure map, was that generated from well control or was seismic involved in that?
No, it's well control.
Okay. And then if that R3 target zone is not productive, is there expected to be change in that lateral position as far as commission can?
Yes, there are a number of zones both above and below the R3 that, I mean, the R3 is the most obvious one. It appears to be the most widespread, but there are there's a zone above and several zones below that if the R3 would pinch out, that they would go down and try to encounter. And if sufficiently developed, they would follow those out.
When you say below, are you talking about the upper Mission Canyon?
No, I'm talking in the Radcliffe.
Thank you.
The Mission Canyon's about, you know, 80, 90 feet above the below the R3, and that's kind of a stretch for, you know, when you're...
Would that be considered in a separate lateral?
You know, we haven't discussed multilaterals in this well, so...
Okay, thanks.
Roger, part of your application is to, of course, space some zones here that are, I shouldn't say space, but grant a drilling unit, a 640-acre drilling unit, on unspaced zones. Mm-hmm. How do you anticipate penetrating these? Are you going to drill a vertical well down to a certain zone and then plug back, or what's the procedure?
My understanding is that at least for the Madison, they plan on drilling a vertical zone, a vertical well, and then plugging back. But they have not offered any advice to me as to what they plan to do with the rest of them. I think they're basically looking at the Sadler Field has two producing intervals at present, and that's the Madison and the Bakken. And I think they want the maximum amount of flexibility to, if they're disappointed with what they see in the Madison, to have the opportunity to go and look at some of these other zones. Now, the Dupereau does produce in the area. The Stonewall or Interlake produces in the area. The Red River produces in the area. And I think they want the ability to, if they have to go on a search and destroy mission, to go and look for these zones.
So there is a possibility that they would drill all the way down to the Red River and target that horizontally then?
And that's possible. You know, whether it's, is it probable? I can't say.
These zones that produce in the Sadler Madison Pool, are they all within the Radcliffe?
Yep.
So these curves that you've shown us, is this also in the R3 zone?
It's Radcliffe. You know, I mean, they got the perforations are, you know.
Although you indicate that the R3 zone should be present throughout all of Section 17.
The indications are that the R3 is the most persistent zone in the area. Some of these others tend to either improve or degrade.
On your Exhibit 7B, the Viewer 4120 performance curve, there was a period of time in early 99 that it looks like the well was shut in a while. Was any work done in the well at that time? It appears to be on two different types of declines.
Yeah.
It was a little steeper prior to shut in, and then now it's at approximately 10% as you've shown.
You know, this well was acquired by Condor, but I'm not sure if Condor did anything there. I know they put in a huge, long water line, and they may have been shut in for the installation of this water line, but I don't really know why they were shut down.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from staff? Do you have anything further, Lawrence?
I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. That concludes the hearing in case 8152. As you have stated, Gillette is ready to drill this well, and the Industrial Commission has authorized the director to sign an order. If the information seems appropriate and there's no objection during the hearing, we've received exhibits, so we will conclude the hearing in case 8152, and we will be working on an expedited order. That brings us to the end of today's docket and concludes the hearing. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Guile, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Good day to you.
Thank you.